Yeah, he would. Yeah, you see, Timmy was a very, very well travelled man. Even that he was came from an area. You know,
his wellness was. Know,
yeah, but like he travelled north. He went off to Belfast. He met a fella. He met a fella in the 20s up on top of O'Connell's Bridge.
He was an Orbean.
He arranged to meet him, and the sky hit it. Took him off up to Armagh, and he bow played in Armagh.
That's terrific.
So, like, you know, at that time in the 20s, it was a long distance. It was quite a terrifying experience.
It was.
But he had no hesitation doing it. So, Timmy was a well-travelled guy.
He was a well-travelled man. He
travelled right across the country. But he was a fabulous ambassador to the sport.
Fabulous.
And then, you see, he was also very lucky that something that's dying out a bit today in the sport of bowl playing, and that is the road show. This is the guy who stands in front.
Oh,
and
yes.
he throws down the piece of grass, which is commonly known as the sop.
The sop, of course.
See, splitting the sop, you know. No, he puts that down, but Jack Shea of the Shays of the Boys of Fair Hill, Jack was an expert. Jack would travel out to a road long days in advance of a score, and he scrutinised every hump and hollow on that road, and realised how large the crowd was after. Jack knew exactly where he was at any particular time, and he could tell Timmy Delaney, there's a bit of a fall 20 yards down the road to the left, stay to the right. And yet you couldn't see with the crowd, masses of crowds, you know. And that's where Jack Shea scored. So therefore, like, the road chore, even at that time, and Timmy Delaney was a person that actually said it to me, was chatting with him one evening, he said to me that actually the road chore was even more important and more vital than the player itself.
I mean, the road chore must be a person who would know about the fall of ground and about physics and all kinds of geography would come into it, wouldn't it? And all kinds of kind of judgment and preempting the fall of the ball. I mean, it's very artistic.
The road show was like a man in a circus surrounded by a load of lions, because unlike all other sports, the spectators are on the pitch at all times.
Oh, yes.
And the spectators become hysterical like in any other sport. But the road show can never afford to become hysterical. And if he panics and shows bouts of hysteria, his player is gone. So under tremendous pressure, he has to keep his cool and to convince his player like that he's still on a winning line. And that's where Jack Shea came in. Very, very few, Mickey Harrington, Dinny Harrington from the great road show from Waterford, who showed McBally Road over the years. You know, very, very few ever could compete with Jack Shea. And that's why people like Delaney came through.